And we're going to transfer over to the Dancing Bear show. Have a good one. And this is going to be a super special hour because it's the Bob. It's going to be the Bobby Hour, where we're going to feature Bob Weir from The Grateful Dead, his solo albums, his albums, and or like his really his music and co-lyrics that The Grateful Dead have performed over the years. And then next week, we're going to come at you with a Jerry Hour, only fitting. So without much further ado, we're going to get started. And this is such a special song for me. Of course, it's a John Barlow Bobby. Please enjoy off of Terrapin Station. I sincerely apologize for the technical difficulties we're experiencing right now. We are on it.
Shop. California, I've been they say, them voices tell me so. Seems so long I felt this way, and time sure passing slow. My time coming any day, don't worry about me, no. Don't worry about me, no, no, don't worry about me, no. And I'm in no hurry, no, 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 don't worry about me, no. And I'm in no hurry, no, no, don't worry about me, no.
Start us off this morning. The first song you listened to was Estimated Profit, and I went with the Terrapin Station studio version. This is probably one of my favorite songs. It was actually first premiered in California at the Swing Auditorium in San Bernardino in 1977. And I mean, there's just this incredible horn section, as I'm sure you heard, where it kind of takes it from that minor to major feeling that I love. Also, another a really classic Dead is An Estimated Eyes. So, Estimated Profit into Eyes of the World. It's a great, great combo. And then second was Me and My Uncle off of what's commonly known to Deadheads as Skull and Roses, although there is no official title. What the Dead was originally going to name it, I cannot say on air. And that was live at Fillmore East in, again, 1971. So we're going to keep it rolling. And these are probably also some of my three favorite songs off of Cornell, like the classic and popular album, and then a really eclectic Bobby song that I hope you enjoy.
Bye. brother Esau killed a hunter back in 1969. Before the killing was done, his inheritance was mine. But his birthright was one to wave before a weary band. Esau gave me sleeplessness and a piece of moral land. Esau, who is eager to obey all the wild commandments, the old man shot his way. But all his favor I could win, my brother failed at war. Staying home, found it in the dark.
Been dancing around. I love that song. Sorry, back in order. You heard Lazy Lightning from Cornell, and that's it's usually a Lazy Lightning into Supplication. but for purposes of the show, we didn't go into that. But those are actually rolling at a 7/8 rhythm. Super, super special. It was actually first, that song was actually first recorded on a Kingfish album with Bobby. And then the Dead started really including it in their repertoire in 1976. And then, you know, obviously that was Cornell of 77. And then the second one played was My Brother Esau, which the Dead officially released on A Touch of Grey single, the B-side, in 1987. Even though I believe they had it kind of earlier in their repertoire. It's a little played Bobby song, and that was from 30 Trips Around the Sun, live from Worcestershire, Massachusetts. Yep. I'm from California. But now we're going to kind of take it in a different Bobby theme. Some of my favorite songs of his that I consider Bobby songs are from the Reckoning album. So please enjoy.
I feel tears welling up from down deep inside, like my heart's got a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might think that I'm taking heart since you broke me off with a call. You might wait till that I'll hide in sorrow when I'm on the run down and bow. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back. Trying not to fall, my heart's out of the running. Let's scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all. The race is on, and here comes right at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back. Trying not to fall, my heart's out of the running. Two loves scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache. The winner loses all. This is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. Trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. And the race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
From a song about tragedy impending, we're going to move swiftly to a song about tragedy narrowly averted. It's another in our long list of tragedy songs, but this one is a tragedy narrowly averted. It goes like this. One, two. Once upon a time there was an engineer who drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind. The engineer called up the dispatcher on the phone. Tell him all about his locomotive was gone. Get on the wire, switch operator to right, 'cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time. Said there's a northbound living on the same main line. Open up the switch and go and let it through the hole, 'cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive, right on.
So what you just heard was both from the Reckoning album of 1961, a big compilation of the Dead's acoustic and live material. That was The Race Is On and Monkey and the Engineer, which was like this kind of childhood song to me that my dad, both my mom and dad would play driving up to Mammoth from where I lived. It's about a 5.5 hour drive, and goodness knows all we played was the Grateful Dead. to the California listeners listening in, that's true. and so that song I just like grew up on and knew every lyric to and would sing in my second grade class and would drive my teacher nuts. that in Political worlds. I was a hip kid, you know? so it is about at the half hour. And as you know, at our radio station, we take, pedestrian safety and PSAs very seriously. And so now for a life-saving and happy message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use the crosswalks. And please obey all traffic signals. and now, as we hit the top of the half hour, we've been really kind of sampling, or I've tried to really sample a lot of Bobby themes for you. We started kind of on the estimated profit, me and my uncle, and we got into Lazy Lightning, my brother Esau, which really pulls from Bobby's big collaboration with John Barlow, which really continued throughout their careers, especially my brother Esau. I just, oh my gosh, when I found that song, I fell in love with it. And I mean, a sampling to give you an idea is shadow boxing the apocalypse and wandering the land. Ugh. I mean, John Barlow, he was a big influence on Terrapin. Just as well as Wake of the Flood, and really a lot that the Dead put out, kind of on that fantasy side that I really love. So with that, we're gonna keep kind of going in that direction. And this is kind of one of my favorite incredible suites that the Dead did off of their album Wake of the Flood. This is Weather Report Suite.
Thank you. So it goes, we make what we make since the world began. Nothing more, love of the women, work of men. Seasons fail, preachers spread and spall, up and down, as we rise and fall.
So kind of in that theme of fantasy and a very abstract lyrics, that was Weather Report Suite, the prelude and then part one and part two. You know, that prelude is probably some of the most beautiful instrumental that I Bobby has ever written, in my personal opinion. And then that first kind of part one is this melancholy, and then part two, you know, the prelude and part one were kind of these short-lived pieces that maybe they phased out kind of around 74, I would say. But Let It Grow, which is part two, is just really this epic song that they've played. I think that I was looking up the number and it was like 276 times. And a lot of Deadheads are like, is it the music making the weather or vice versa? Because it's like every time they go to play Cold Rain and Snow or Let It Grow or Looks Like Rain, another incredible Bobby song off of his Ace album, it just it seems to downpour at any Dead concert where they do that. And then, you know, like the vice versa, the Jack Straw, One More Saturday Night is kind of this dusty, dry. Anyways. And once again, these heavy, like, biblical references, you know, that's really like the John Barlow coming through. Just to make it incredible sweet. I just love the, like, shall we call it by name? I am. Unfortunately, in our programming, it does not look like we'll have time, but I would highly encourage everyone to go listen to Bobby's first album that he put out as, like, a solo artist. It's called Ace, released in May of 1972. And there's just some incredible songs on there, such as Greatest Story Ever Told, Playing in the Band. That's like one of the first times that it comes up on a studio album, and it's incredible. You know, We Are Hunter Heart compilation. Again, Looks Like Rain. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous love song. For those of you that don't know, sad but beautiful. And of course, the One More Saturday Night is also a classic. And I'm gonna do a quick sampling off of that album. This is probably my favorite. I keep saying that, my favorite Grateful Dead song. Somebody please stop me. but this is the, like, a true classic song written for, by the name, it's called Cassidy, written and, like, named after Cassidy Law, who was born in 1970, and she was the daughter of one of the people that traveled with the band, as well as one of their recorders, and she was just really important to the band. But it's also about, you know, Neil Cassidy from, you know, the beatnik generation of the 1950s, and, you know, his you know, tour, or his, you know, van that took him around places. So with that, please enjoy a song that I knew every lyric to when I was really little, because my dad would play it all the time and I would request it all the time. Cassidy. Found the seeds. That was Cassidy from Bobby's Ace album. As I mentioned, some quick fun facts about that song is it first debuted at the Cow Palace. I just visited this over winter break for the first time, where the Wall of Sound first appeared as kind of, quote, the sound test. And it's just, you know, the Dead can go off on Cassidy, kind of really go off in the woods. And then that Flight of Seabirds reprise just brings them back. And you know everyone's, you know, Bobby's getting everyone dialed and they bring it back. It's, I mean, go listen to some of the live ones. It's pretty special. Another little fun fact about that song is that it was my favorite song for I think 10 years because I thought that the lyric "scattered like lost words" was "scattered like Clogsworth," one of my favorite characters from Beauty and the Beast when I was a child, and I was like, wow, you know, the Grateful Dead, they also watched Disney, you know, we have so much in common. And I think it was maybe a couple years ago that my dad was like, it's actually not quite the lyrics. But nonetheless, those were the lyrics to me for a very long time. Never mind the fact that Beauty and the Beast was released just so much later than the music was. So with that, I'm going to wrap up with one last classic song. This is to every Deadhead or every future Deadhead or everyone that has even listened to one song. It's probably this one. Have an incredible Tuesday. This is Sam. This is Dancing Bears. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. Enjoy Sugar Magnolia.
Blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
Saw my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I'm seeing double. Pays my ticket when I speak.
Skimming through rays of violet, she can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
jump like a widow's in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Magnolia, ringing that bluebird.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. But most of it, you haven't heard it before. It's why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Foals, Said the Whale, and Vampire Weekend. Today's reissue song is from Bob Marley and the Wailers off their classic Kaya album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have the new tune from I Know Leopard. Decided to make them today's